到常州。
Some of those that are from Hong Kong, you will know where Changshao is.
如果你想到香港找蚊子最多的地方，你就到常州就对。
If you want to find the heartland of mosquitoes, then that's the place to be.
所以那里夏令会呢，一定要预备蚊香。
And so you have to burn this mosquito repellent incense.
每天晚上要点蚊香才能睡觉。
Every night you have to light this incense to keep away the mosquitoes.
有天晚上我要睡觉了。
So one night when it was bedtime for me,
我就把这个蚊香拿出来。
I took out this incense.
哎呀，发现那个盒子里面只有蚊香，没有架子。
And found that there was just this coil of incense, but there was no stand to burn it.
那怎么办呢？
So what was I going to do?
我想来想去。
So I thought,
只有一个办法。
There's only one thing to do.
就是把有的蚊香放在下面做架子，上面放个蚊香点起来。
And so I have to separate some of that coil to be the base, and then light the top layer.
好了，我点起来了。
So I did.
睡觉。
And I went to bed.
过了不久。
After a while,
蚊香的这个蚊香的味道把我弄醒了。
You can see, I could smell this, the very strong odor of this incense.
我仔细看看。
And then I looked.
原来不但上面的蚊香燃烧，下面的也燃烧。
Not only was the top coil burned, the lower level was also burning.
为什么一起燃烧？
So why were they ignited together?
因为靠得很近。
Because they were in such close proximity.
靠得近就影响。
And there was impact.
我们的教通也是这样。
This is the way with our fellowship.
一个人热心。
One person who loves the Lord.
接近他的人也受他影响。
Will affect all those that he comes in contact with.
他们也会热心起来。
They too will be infected.
一个人冷。
When a person is cold.
不但自己冷，他也放冷气。
Not only is he cold, he spreads this cold chill around him.
靠近他的人都冷下来。
And anyone that comes in contact with him is chilled.
有的人说。
There's some people who say.
我的事，我冷，但是我的。
Well, if I'm hot or cold, it is my business.
不关别人。
It has nothing to do with anyone else.
这个话不真。
But that's not right.
每一个人都影响别人。
Because everyone will affect someone else.
没有一个人是真正自己生活。
No man lives his own life, so to speak.
感谢主。
Praise God.
他给我们影响力。
He has given us the power to affect.
我们每一个人都可以影响别人。
And we have the ability to affect those around us.
都可以帮助别人。
We are able to help those around us.
都可以让别人也热心起来。
We can encourage other people to be loving to the Lord too.
我们再看。
Let us go on.
这个世人还欣赏圣城里面的什么呢？
What else does the psalmist love about the holy city?
第五节。
Verse 5.
因为在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。
For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
圣城里面有大卫家的宝座。
Within the holy city are the thrones of the house of David.
读圣经的人都知道。
Those that read the Bible will know
大卫家的宝座是个预表
that the thrones of the house of David symbolizes something.
预表基督的宝座
It symbolizes the throne of Jesus Christ.
在教会里面有基督的宝座
Within the church there needs to be a throne of Christ.
对呀，这是我们要建立的
This is something we have to build in our church.
什么叫宝座
What is the throne?
就是权柄
Power.
在宝座下面的人
All those under the throne
接受宝座上的权柄
will accept the authority and power from this throne
接受坐宝座者的主权
and will admit the lordship of the person seated on the throne
我们在教会里面要建立宝座
in the church we are to build this throne
不是人的宝座
not a throne of man
是基督的宝座
but a throne of Christ
我们接受基督的主权
we accept the lordship of Christ himself
有一次我到美国来
one time I came to the United States
在一些美国的青年弟兄姊妹当中讲到
And I was speaking among some young people in the United States.
我在那里发现他们有一个很好的习惯。
And I thought there was, I saw a very good habit there they practice.
他们见面握手的时候。
After they shake hands when they see each other.
他们习惯发一个问题。
They like to ask.
一面握手一面问。
And they'll ask it when they're shaking hands.
Is Christ the Lord of your life? 基督是你的人生之主吗？他这样问的时候
And when asked,
那个对面的人呢
the answer comes,
就回答了
as,
Yes, definitely so. 这是他们的一问一答
And so you see the answer and the response there.
很有意思
Very meaningful.
这让我想到40多年前
And it brings to mind 40 years ago,
在中国大陆,
in China,
有些基督徒之间也有一个习惯,
there was this habit practice among the Christians there.
他们见面的时候啊,
when they greet each other,
他们没有拉手,
they don't shake hands.
不会拉手,
they don't shake hands in those days.
那个时候拉手很特别的,
it would be very strange to shake one's hand.
那么他们问问题,
but they ask the question,
你得救了吗?
Are you saved?
哎呀，这个问题有的人很讨厌。
And it sometimes it comes a rather offensive question.
口里不讲。
They don't say it.
心里讲。
But they know it in their hearts.
多管闲事。
None of your business.
多管闲事。
What is business is yours.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord when the Holy Spirit works.
圣灵借着这个问题感动人。
The Holy Spirit has moved many lives through this question.
啊，有人心里想。
Some people think in their hearts.
我得救了没有？
Am I saved?
我真的得救了吗?
Am I truly saved?
我与主有生命的关系吗?
Do I have a life relationship with the Lord?
我真是属主吗?
Do I truly belong to Him?
哎呀，他们自己问自己。
They start asking themselves these questions.
结果明白。
And now they understand.
接受主了。
Accept the Lord.
重生得救。
They are reborn to life.
这些美国的弟兄姊妹。
These brothers and sisters in the United States.
他们不是不注重得救。
It's not that they de-emphasize salvation.
他们是更进一步。
But they go one more step.
得救以后。
After salvation.
在彼此勉励提醒接受主的主权。
They're encouraging one another, reminding one another to accept the lordship of Christ in our lives.
主不但是我们的救主。
Not only is the Lord our Savior.
也是我们的主。
He is the Lord of our lives.
所以耶稣基督的全名是什么？
So what is the full name of Jesus Christ?
主救主耶稣基督。
The Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ.
有人说这是你造出来的吧。
And you say, well, it's your own creation, is it not?
有证据。
I have evidence.
在彼得后书。
In 2 Peter,
有四次这样讲。
Four times it's mentioned.
主救主耶稣基督。
The Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ.
我不告诉你们章节。
I'm not going to give you the text.
你们自己找一找。
You'd have to go through it yourself.
四次。
Four times.
有彼得后书三章。
In 2 Peter chapter 3.
有四次这样子。
Four times this is used.
而彼得后书的主要的信息是什么？
And what is the main message of 2 Peter?
就是在恩典和真理上有长进。
And that is true growth in the Spirit and in the grace.
长进是彼得后书的主题。
The theme of 2 Peter is on growth.
在这样的一卷书里面。
And in a text that emphasizes this,
主的完全的名字出现。
The entire name of our Lord comes here.
他是我的救主。
He is my Savior.
也是我的主。
He is Lord of my life.
接受他的救恩。
I accept his salvation.
又接受他的主权。
I accept his lordship.
哎呀，这件事与我们的长进很有关系。
And that has direct bearing on our growth.
有许多基督徒在家里墙上有很好看的一个镜框，里面有一句话说，耶稣基督是这一家的无形的客人，你在那听每一句谈话。
There's this very popular hanging in Christian family said that the Lord Jesus Christ is the invisible guest of this house, the silent listener to every word.
That's a very good wording. This 装饰很有意思。
And that is a very meaningful ornament.
有主在那听每个人谈话。
The Lord is listening on our every conversation.
所以家里我们的谈话很重要。
So watch what you say at home.
如果在那里吵架的话就不大好听了。
If you are quarreling, it's not very pleasant to the ear.
如果想到主在那儿听就不大好意思了。
And if you know that the Lord is listening, it becomes embarrassing.
他是个客人。
He is the guest.
很好。
Good.
但是问题在哪里？
But what's the problem?
有许多的基督徒单单让耶稣做客人，不让他做主人。
So many Christians keep him that way, as a guest, not as the Lord of the house.
这个客人和主人之间分别很大。
Quite a difference between the guest and the lord of the house.
如果你是个客人。
If you are the guest.
那你说话也很小心。
Then you have to watch what you say.
主人不欢喜听你不要讲。
You better not say what the host does not want to hear.
做客人要看主人的面色。
The guest has to watch the reaction of his host.
要讨好主人。
So that he would not offend his host.
主在我们的生命中。
The Lord is in our life.
在我们的生活中。
And in our living.
在我们整个的人生中。
He is our entire being.
他 他是主人还是客人。
Is he a guest or is he the Lord?
是我们做主还是他做主。
Are we taking lordship or is he?
这个关系很大。
The relationship is very crucial.
我们的灵命长进不长进就看主对我们的地位是如何。
And the role that God plays in our lives determines our spiritual growth.
让我们建立基督的宝座在教会里面。
So let us within our church build up the throne of Christ.
第七节。
The seventh verse.
愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces.
世人很注意这个圣城里面的这个后宫。
Here the psalmist pays special attention to the palaces.
这个宫内是什么人住？
Who lives within the palaces?
领袖住在宫内。
The leaders live in these palaces.
这里说愿你宫内兴旺。
He said prosperity within thy palaces.
那就是领袖兴旺。
Here prosperity within thy leaders.
今天在教会里面这个很重要。
Now that's very important in the church.
领袖兴旺，教会就兴旺。
It is when the leaders prosper that the church will prosper.
谁是领袖？
So who are the leaders?
牧师是领袖。
Is minister the leader?
传道人是领袖。
All the ministers and the preachers.
长老是领袖。
Elders.
执事是领袖。
The deacon.
主日学老师是领袖。
Sunday school teachers.
在圣工上有份的人是领袖。
Anybody that is involved in the sacred ministry.
他们的灵性如何？
The spiritual state of these people.
影响教会很大。
Will impact the church.
所以领袖有很大的追求的责任。
So there is a great responsibility for these leaders to pursue this growth.
一个做领袖的人
a person that is a leader
在主的面前有特别的地位
has a special role before God
也有特别的责任
and has also a special mandate
你看在雅各书第五章
so we see in James chapter 5
在那里雅各说
here James tells us
如果人有有人有病就请教会的长老来为他祷告
if someone is sick then let him ask the elders of the church to come pray for him
我记得从前读到这里我不明不明白
I remember the past when I read this, I couldn't understand it.
我心里想
I thought to myself,
这个长老和弟兄姊妹有什么分别
But what's the difference between an elder and the rest of the brothers and sisters?
圣经不是说每一个基督徒都是祭司吗
Did not the Bible tell us that all brothers and sisters were priests unto the Lord?
圣经不是说我们在神的面前祷告的权利是一样吗
Did not the Bible say that the privilege of prayer is equal footing to everyone?
那么为什么要请个长老来祷告
So why should we invite an elder to pray for us?
后来我明白
Then I understood later.
长老在神的面前有个代表性的地位。
The elder before God has a special symbolic position.
那是个权利。
It is a representation of authority.
也是个责任。
And a responsibility.
哪里有权利，哪里就有责任。
Because where there is prerogative, there is responsibility.
多给谁，就向谁多要。
The more granting one, the more demanded one is to return.
权利和责任不能分开。
And there is no separation between prerogative and responsibility.
一个教会领袖是 有地位的人
The leader has a special role
这是他的权利
That is his prerogative
但是不要忘记他有特别的责任
But don't forget, with it comes special duty
他跌倒的时候
And when he falls
他违背神旨意的时候
When he goes against the will of God
那个责任更大
The responsibility becomes even greater
所以我们接受享受权利的时候要记得责任
So when we enjoy of our privileges, we are to remember our responsibility.
那么我们要问。
So then we ask the question.
领袖怎么兴旺？
How do these leaders prosper?
他们要追求。
They have to pursue.
怎么追求？
How do they pursue?
要学习。
They have to learn.
今天华人教会有一个好现象。
There is one good symptom among the Chinese church today.
就是有一个学习的风气。
And there is this attitude of learning.
有许多教会有这个长知的学习班。
There are many, in many churches, these special classes for the elders and deacons.
有的长老很大年纪了。
There are some elders who indeed are very elderly.
他们也参加这个长子训练班。
But they go through these training sessions too.
啊，后来这个大家感觉这个长子训练班，训练两个字不好听，变成长子研讨班。
So they found that the training was rather harsh, so they started to change the name into a discussion session.
但是字句不同，意思还是一样。
Whatever it is, the content is the same.
不过不会让长老那么伤心。
It's just not to offend these elderly elders.
但是不但长老要学习
，But not only do these elders need to learn，
牧师也学习
，That the pastor needs to learn，
教牧人员研讨班
，So now they include the discussion seminars for pastors and the church leaders。
不好意思说牧师的训练班
，They don't want to say a training session for pastors。
还是一样
，Content is still the same， whatever you call it。
大家都学
，So everyone learns。
谦卑的学。
We learn in humbleness。
觉得自己不够。
We learn because we feel we are not equipped。
追求。
We pursue。
这就有希望。
Then there is hope。
我们的希望在这里。
Here builds our hope。
这个日本的商业很发达。
We see
企业很发达。
The rise of the Japanese enterprise。
有一个原因。
There's one reason。
每一年。
Every year。
每一个高级的职员要受训练。
There is one high-level management。Member that will have to receive special training.
至少两个礼拜。
At least 2 weeks of training.
高级职员都要受训练。
Top level executive.
经理要受训练。
Management.
这是一个定律。
And that becomes a law.
没有例外。
No exceptions.
他们觉得这是应该的。
They feel that that is what needs to be done.
所以他们进步进。
And so you see progress.
今天我们也有这样的精神。
Today we should have this attitude also.
你看在这个圣经旧约的原文里面
We see in the Old Testament in the original text
有一个字很有意思
There's one special word that is very meaningful
教书的教这个字
And that is the word teach
这个字从哪里来呢
Where does this word come from?
是从这个学这个字来的
It comes from the word blood
这个学这个字它的加强的形式the intensified form of the word to learnis to teach. 这是很有意思的。
So that is very meaningful.
这个学这好了就教了。
The more you learn, then you are able to teach.
英文也是这样。
The same way in English.
You learn, then you become learned. 中文还不是一样吗？
It's the same way in Chinese.
学问。
You learn and you ask.
问是不晓得才问呢。
You ask because you do not know.
就你问，就是学，后来你有学问。
So the more you ask, the more you learn, and then you become learned.
我在印尼工作一年。
I worked in Indonesia for 1 year.
我学了一点印尼文。
And I learned the native language there.
我也发现印尼文里面也是一样。
And I found that same concept there.
这个学和教同一个字根
That the root of the word teach is the same as the root of the word learn.
这都给我们看见
So we see now.
如果你要好就必须学
If you want to excel, you must learn.
要进步就必须学
If you want to improve, you must learn.
你看在这个使徒行传里面
We see that in the Acts of the Apostles.
信徒都叫门徒
All the believers were called disciples.
门徒是学者
The disciples
是一个学的人
is a person that is learning.
在使徒行传里面44次用门徒
And the word disciple is used 44 times in the Acts.
信徒只有两次
The word the believers only twice.
每一个信徒就应该做门徒
Every Christian should become a believer.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
教会的希望在这里
ThisIt's where the hope of the church lies.
我的时间到了。
My time is up.
我今天早晨太相信说没有报告这句话。
I took the word that there would be no announcement.
所以我讲长了一点，但是后来还是很多报告。
I extended my message, but in the end, there was still a lot of announcements.
不但有很多报告，比平常更多一点。
In fact, there were more announcements than usual.
那么今天呢？我就不再相信你没有报告。
So I'm not going to take you at word value anymore.
所以我就要停止。
So I'm going to stop here tonight.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次的同心感谢你。
Father, we thank you of one heart.
你爱教会。
That you love your church.
主你的话告诉我们基督爱教会为教会舍己
And that thy word has told us that Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church
主我们愿意爱你所以爱你的教会
Lord we willing to love you and we want to love the church
就好像世人因为爱主而爱教主的圣城圣殿一样
As much as how the psalmist loved you and loved the holy city and your temple
主啊我们从这些诗篇里面学习
Father, we learn from these Psalms.
求主帮助我们建立救恩门。
And we ask that you help us build the gates of salvation.
帮助我们建立祭坛。
Help us build altars.
帮助我们在教会中建立基督的宝座。
Help us build the throne of Christ within our church.
让我们能够联络整齐。
So that we can connect and join fitly.
每一个属你的人站在自己的岗位上侍奉。
That each one of us that belong to you will stand in the appropriate roles and service.
愿你能够欣赏你的教会。
So that you can admire your church.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主的名。
For we pray in thy name.
Amen.